Rash Vayigash. Vayigash in of Yehuda, the parasha, the Yehuda, the brothers come to Yosef. Yehuda meets the brothers. Yehuda and the brothers come to beg, specifically Yehuda, to return Binyamin, not to take Binyamin away. For if they will take Binyamin away, he will cause the downfall, the destruction of our father. We'll come back to our father. Yehuda has a tremendous taina to Yosef. They don't know it's Yosef yet. And how can we do this? How can we come back to our father without you, Yosef, without him, without our brother Binyamin? The impression that's going to make our father, so Yosef, the moment that we've all been waiting for, if the whole string of parashiyos, Yosef can't hold back anymore. Remove every person from me. No one's around. Yosef is megale himself to his brothers. Yosef reveals himself. Ani Yosef. Ha'oid Avichai, is my father still alive? Pella, before Shemayas, the Beis Halevi, different Shmuz, the Beis Halevi, and all that, everybody asks, what's going on over here? Ha'yom Yosef, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai. What's he asking, Ha'oid Avichai? What's the Lashon Ha'oid Avichai? They can't, the whole way till now they were arguing with Yosef, or at least complaining to Yosef, that if we go to our father and he sees that ain't a Nava Meis, he'll die then. Mashma all along that his father was alive. They never went back in between. What's he asking Yosef of Yichai? They told him all along, they came back, they said our father's there. It's a Pelet Gazach. What's the Lashon by saying, tell me, what's is my father? I mean, he still was the brother, the pastors, no? He still was a brother. What's the Lashon? Is my father alive? This I didn't find, no, the basically, what's the Lashon? Is my father still alive? Well, maybe your father died, but my father still alive. I think they had the same father. Maybe mothers, they had different, but father was the same father. What was to us in the day of Din? What was us the day of Teichocha? Yosef Katan Shalachim, Kishoichiach Asaachim. Yosef was the smallest of the brothers, youngest of the brothers. When he's Mochiach, the brothers, they weren't able to answer him. They weren't able to answer. They weren't able to reply. They mamish were aghast. They couldn't do anything. They were mamish blown apart. According to the Mepharshim, they mamish, the neshamas went out from them. כשיוכיח הקדוש ברוך הוא כל אחד ואחד לפי מה שהוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא ליום הגולה ונרו, הוא מוכיח every individual לפי מה שהוא, according to what he should be, he is. How, we're not going to be able to answer you. The shaila is, what was the teichoch over here? What was exactly the teichoch? Where was the teichoch of Yosef? He said, "Ani Yosef." That's what he said. Where was the teichoch exactly? And what's the din? Oy lorim yoyim adin, oy lorim yoyim teichoch. Right in the parasha of Yosef, Yosef says, "Okay, so go back." He makes up with the brothers. They sit down, they make up. And Yosef sends the brothers back to the father and says, "Listen, go back quickly to Eretz Yisrael. Bring the father down. You got it in the obvious called Kvayv Mitzrayim. Go tell him all the covet I have. It's Kosher Yisim Mihatim Vayratim as Ovi Haina. Bring my father down quick. Quick as possible, bring him down. I have to see him already. It's been 22 years. It's time to see the Tata." And Taka, they go up as quick as possible. And they come up to the father. They come up to Yaakov Avinu. Vayalu Mitzayim, Vayu Erzkenan al Yaakov Avihem. They come to Yaakov, their father. Vayagidu Loi. They're megala to the father now. What transpired in Mitzrayim? Vayagidu loy leimar, oy Yosef chai. Yosef is still alive. V'chiu Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Vayofik liboy ki loy hamin lohem. Pele de kazacher b'yisai. The achim are megala to the tata to Yaakov Avinu that he's chai, that Yosef is chai. I mean, this was a serious topic that was, you know, was something that was burdening the father, Tati Yaakov, for a long time. It was something that was very serious. Ki Yerid al-Bani, Ovid Sha'ola, Rashi says that he was worried that if one of his children was Niftah, he wasn't guaranteed for them Habba. It wasn't a joking matter, the Indian of Yosef. It was a very serious matter. So they come and say, "Tata, Yosef's alive, Yosef's alive." That was a nice one, Reuven. Maybe have another line, maybe another good joke. Come on, Shisach, come up with a better line. What's Taki Lo Hemin Lahem? The Pella the Gazar. What's Fellow Hemin Lahem? That's what we're talking about, the Achim. And they come to tell, they came back from Mitzrayim, and they say, "Oy Yosef Chai." They're going to make a joke about such a madness. What's Fellow Hemin Lahem? Yo, Fig Mo Lima, but Fig Lo Hemin Lahem. That's why he didn't believe them. Vayidabu Eilov Shteit Vaito, it's called Divrei Yosef. They spoke all the words of Yosef Shadibet. Alev Vayas HaGolois HaShashor Yosef says Yosef Tzichi Ruach Yaakov Avinu. Tzichi Ruach Yaakov Avinu. They say over all what Yosef gave over. Vayas ha'golois ha'shashor Yosef says oisoi v'atachi. Yosef taka, Yaakov Avinu taka believes them, but only if they say over divrei Yosef, and he sees that ha'golois ha'shashor lach Yosef lo says oisoi. Zot Rashi, what's pshat? What happened here? Simin moslem b'ma'o yoisek yishapir v'mena v'parashas egla rufo. The parish of Egla Rufa. Jerushanesh Omar Ayas Agolos Shosholach Yosef. The Agolos, the remnant in the Agolos, was he saw that the Divrei Torah, he saw it's called Divrei Yosef. It wasn't enough, they told over different things about Yosef. No. Yaakov Avinu hears that Yosef is, he hears the Torah that Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Yosef were Yosef before he left. But the Chiv state, that was the thing that made Yaakov Avinu believe. Vayas ha'agolos, he sees the agolos. But the Chiv Ruach Yaakov Avinu becomes alive. Literally translation. He becomes alive. the spirit, he becomes life goes back to Yaakov Avinu. Almost now he's masking to go down before he dies. What's going on exactly in this parasha? That Yaakov doesn't believe, and he sees the Hagolus, he believes. Was it some kind of a joke? It was some kind of a prank they were playing on him. And then when he sees the Hagolus, it's different. What's the pshat? Yisoy Rabbeisai. The Yisoy Gadol is before the MS, the Gemara Zotim Psochim. Psochim, the Mem Tesam at base. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Lozar, Amo Oretz, also Lislavois Imoy Bederech. The Gemara says that you shouldn't go with the Amo Oretz on the road, on the way. We shouldn't go, we shouldn't escort an Amo Oretz on the way. Just you and him together. It's interesting the Gemara. Don't go with the Amoritz, Shenema. Ki hu chayecho, vi oirech yomecho. Al chayov loichos, al chayech aveiro loichoschay. So, the Gemara, that you're not allowed to go with the Amoritz on the way, ki you're escorting him wherever he's going. Because, at the end of the day, this guy has no rachmanis on his own life. He doesn't really care about his own life. If you're going to have to rely on him for your life, the wheel is in his hands, it's very dangerous. Because this person doesn't have rachmanis on his own, he doesn't really care about life. Why not? Zok Rashi, Lilmoy Torah v'lchayis, v'lichyois. Zok Rashi, he's not interested in learning Torah. He's an emissary of the Oretz. He might do mitzvahs. He might be a nice yid. Or but lilmoy Torah v'lichyos. He's not interested in really living. Or state of Torah ki hu chayecho v'oyrech yomecho. Torah is life. Living. This living, Rabbi Sand, is existing. Many people in the world are what we call existing, but are they truly living? A different parasha altogether, Rabbi Sai. Zokrab Eliolopian Agaval the Gavar, Rabbi Sai. When they came and announced to Yaakov Avinu that Oid Yosef Chai, about that moment, Yaakov Avinu could have had the inspiration, the feeling that Yosef is not alive. But in the same breath, they said, that he's ruling the entirety of Egypt. He's the Moshe of the Choleh Mitzrayim. We understand what Mitzrayim is, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Bali Toysa somewhere that asked the Kasha. Yosef was 22 years in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yosef, Pella, Otsum, he's 22 years. Come on, Yosef, a postcard. Federal Express it. One postcard. Hi, Pa. Here I am in Egypt. Baina's modern trip. Back to Shemun. Here I am in Egypt. A big picture of the pyramids on the postcard, right? With those, you know, Pharaoh. A big picture. Love from Egypt. Signed, Yosef. Doing well here. Love Joe. And send it in. No, send it. I understand. So we know everybody says, oh, come on, Rebbe, you don't know the Gemara. The Gemara is of Megillah. 22 years. That, say that. That's the Cheshbon that banished on that. But what was Yosef's Cheshbon? What was Yosef's Cheshbon? Why didn't Yosef send a postcard, something? Federal Express, send regards. Someone's going back to Egypt, you know, send regards. He's coming back from Egypt, taking a plane, or whatever, a wagon. tomorrow night you're going past down Sagon to Israel, you're going to visit, you know, the Kotel, go over to, I have a father over there, you know what, in Be'er Sheva, go over and send the person, say hello, here I am, Yosef, you know. I mean, the mice, it's so the Amor de Gazar. He was there's a Bali Tosis. Bali Tosis said that the time that he was an Eved, so he was worried to send someone to tell his father he's an Eved in Mitzrayim. He would cause him more tzar. It would be more tzar to know that Yosef El Tzadik is Yosef is an Eved in Mitzrayim. The Mokoim was the greatest mokum of pritzus, of arayis, of the worst avarus, to know that Yosef was sold down to Mitzrayim to a mokum is there, would have caused his father more tzar than to know that he's dead. At least if he's dead, like we said once, okay, say he has oilam haba, but to be in such a mokum, as the meilo, zokta beli alopi and gevaldi, oi Yosef chai, does the steer me name obey? How could he be chai if he's a moisha b'chol eretz Mitzrayim? Does the steer me name obey? It's not shy to say in the same breath that he's a chai. For about the pshat in Yaakov Avinu's dictionary, look it up, in his Webster's, chai doesn't mean existing. Chai doesn't mean breathing, a breathing living being. Chai, life. It's a cereal also, and you know, two dots, also known as a cereal, life. Life is not breathing, eating corn chips, bamba. Life means living a life of ruchni, but even more so, life means mechadish in Torah. Life means going weiter and weiter, steiging, going higher and higher. And if a person's missing that, if he's not attached to his yeshiva, to his mokor and mekor ha-toira, if he's not living in toira, then you can't call him a chai. He's a mace. He's a mace. What do you mean, Rabbi? Don't get so excited. What are you saying that? You're coming to tell me that all these people that are dead, come on, Rabbi. That's an extreme. You're really extreme, Rabbi. There's not Rabbi. There's a more psalchim. I'm a oretz also this bavo is the mederech. So to gemara kevin shechayet ein uchos. He doesn't care about his life. He doesn't care about life. That's what the gemara says. You want to argue with me? You take it up with the gemara psalchim. Rabbi said, I'm a oretz. Also, he doesn't want to live. The Am Arat doesn't want to live. So he's choshed on Ritzich, Rabbi Yisrael. He's choshed on Ritzich, and I don't know, on somebody else. He's choshed on Ritzich, on your life also. He doesn't care about life. He totally does not care about life, Rabbi Yisrael. It doesn't mean anything to him, life. And therefore, stay away from him, Rabbi Yisrael. A person that kills B'shoigig, Rabbi Yisrael. A person that kills B'shoigig. The Gemara says, you got to send him away to an Ari Miklat. You got to send him away to Ari Miklat, Rabbi Yisrael. And in that Ari Miklat, the Gemara says, you got to send him his Rebbe with him. You got to send the Rebbe with him. Why? So the Gemara, because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that you have to send him v'chai, he has to live there. And without Torah, without his Rebbe, he's not living, he's dead. So you have to, if you send him to an Ari Miklat, you have to make sure that you send the Rebbe with him. Because the Torah says that you send him to an Ari Miklat and v'chai shom, he has to live there. And if he doesn't have life, he doesn't have Torah, he's not growing ruchni. If he's just stagnating in his ruchni, his Rabbi Yisrael, he's not growing. We're not talking about a guy even he didn't learn. He learned. He was a yeshiva bacha. He had a borsalino hat. The new one with the star that they just put on. A new fancy borsalino. He had it. And he had a yeshiva shatai. He just got a real yeshiva shatai and yeshiva shasud. He had it all. Yeshiva shasud. Shoes also. Aldo. He had it all, Rabbi Yisai. He's a yeshiva bacha, 100%. All the years, I learned, but Chas HaShem, he killed B'shoigeg. Killed B'shoigeg, send him away to our miklat. If he won't be growing, if he won't have his Rebbe, as the Muki Yosef says, that's be his Rebbe, Chas HaShem, he's not going to be chai. He's not living. What do you mean he's not living? He's like, you go look at that guy eating the potato chips. That's not life. He crunches them, unbelievable. With a Pepsi Cola in his hand. You're telling me he's not living? That's not life. What is life? You're telling me he's not living? I take him to the doctor. Do an get out the stethoscope. Is he breathing? 100%. His heart is in perfect condition. The kidneys, beautiful. What's with the liver? Gewaldig. Everything's working good. He's not living. Come on, Rabbi. That's extreme. State the Gemara. B'chai. He's not living. Without Torah, he's not a living person. He's existing. The difference between living and existing a person. Many people go through life, they exist. They're on the planet. They don't bother anybody. No one bothers them. They exist. Did they live life? Not too many. Not too much of it. How much did they live of life? What did they accomplish in their life? How far did they go? Spiritually, they could have accomplished Meiridik, but they remained as little kids in their growth and learning of Oisai. And if that's true, they were cut off from life. As the Rambam says, Kichai Balei Chochma Bli Toiro Kimisa Chashuva, Dr. Rambam, or this halacha. And once one at a time, that's why we send them to the Ori Miklat. The Ori Miklat are Ori Levium, Rabbi said. Why Ori Levium? Because the Gemara of the Rambam says in Sof Yovel that the Levium were the people who were dedicated to Torah. This person that killed B'shoigeg, he has certain lack of an appreciation of what life is. We have to teach him. We have to re-educate him in what life is. So we send them to the Ori Miklat, which are Ori Levium, who are dedicated to steiging and growing in Torah and Yerushalayim, to appreciate what true the value of life. For if you killed somebody, even B'shoigeg, that means in your psyche, somewhere in you, life has some less meaning. We have to re-educate you in what life's all about, but that's not going to give you a course on how, 10 easy steps how to live life. Professor John Stone's 10 easy steps. In 10 easy steps, you can learn how to live life. Successful Living by Bob Simpson. New book out. Number 10 bestsellers in the market. Successful Living. What do you tell you how to live? Make sure you rest every day for 17 hours. You will never suffer a heart attack. You might have bed sores all over your body. No heart problems. Not too much tension. Not too much tension. Don't have too many daigas. Every day sit with your legs crossed and do yoga. You will have a very happy, beautiful life. And have plants. Make sure plants. Thousands of plants growing all over the place. On top of your bedroom, in your bedroom, a plant. The viola plant that wraps itself around your head. Sleeps under you, comes under your chin and lifts it up in the middle of the night. The special viola plant. And if you have that around your house, you will be a successful liver. There's a chopped liver and a successful liver. You'll have that also. The Torah gives one ingredient of what it says, a successful living. That's called life. That's Meirchaim, of what it says. Rabbi Yochanan met in the Gemara in Brachas Ches, and Rabbi Yochanan came to Babel. Baruch was in Babel. And he said, what's going on? There's old men in Babel. There should be and no old age homes in Babel. What's going on? There's old men here in Babel. Old men. What's going on? Zoktiman Yivu Yimeichem al Adom Aksiv. World life is only our dominance, Israel. So to Gemara, but since he heard that they get up early, they stay late in the base medrash. Hainu da hanalei, so to Gemara. They learn Torah. There's no more questions why they had a long life. But the chorus, the opposite is true. When the Yonah writes to one Malcolm, forget, the more daiga a person has, the more worries that a person has. It should be marked in a person's life. If you look at all the books, all the scientific books, every scientific book in the world, they'll tell you, live a successful living, live a stress, don't have too much stress. Make sure stress is avoided at all costs. Take stress tests, eat stressless pills. No stress, everything out stress. Learning Torah is all stress. We once said over that I heard this by Hesper and Reb Shach, Reb Meiser, that someone was a big Talmud said that the Rebbe said about Reb Shach that Kol Yomov, he was either Kula B'Tzar or Kula B'Simcha. He was Kula B'Tzar when he was thinking about a Shaila in the Sugya, and it could be for hours. He was sitting there stressed out, couldn't be B'Simcha. He wasn't B'Simcha. And then when he had Pshat, the Simcha was Meiridik. But it was always those two Matzav. When he had a Kasha, he was stressed and he wouldn't go to sleep. That's the first ingredient of Bob Simpson's book. You must have enough sleep, at least 8 hours, or between 8 and 12 hours of sleep. And these people didn't go to sleep. They're stressed out, they're not sleeping. The Chodi is an ingredient, the opposite. And yet, L'man Yirbu Yimeichem, L'man Faken Hanada Hanala. So Yaakov Avinu hears from the brothers. He hears clearly, Yoisef is high, Yoisef is high, and Yaakov gets excited, could be true. He should know, he's ruling over this place, over Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu is loyhenem, it's not shy. Not that he can't be physical alive, the brother's not there. What do you mean he's alive? Zok the Pasik, Vayedabru Eilov, they told him it's called Divrei Yosef. Zok Rashi. The Mahoya Oisik is Shapirish Mimero Pashas Egla Rufa. He tells over the Sugya that he was Oisik with his father when he left. The Sugya from Egla Rufa! Yosef is holding and learning after 22 years in Mitzrayim. He remembers the Torah. As we said last week, remembering Torah is totally Zotarah Rashi, Zotarah Megillah Vav. It's Tony Ziyatim in Shemaya. He's holding in the learning that we spoke 22 years before. You go to a bacha 2 days later. I'm not sure if you learned it. Maybe we didn't discuss it. Oh, I remember you made a joke on it. Oh, Red, do we do that, Toys? Yeah, for sure. I have words over here. There's words on top of the word. Then he looks at his brother's Gemara. I'm not sure, Oh yeah, I remember doing this Masechta once. We did it. Something with Baba. Yeah, Baba something. Joseph, 22 years later, is holding the Sugya of Egla Rusa on his side. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has life. Because he sees that it's Shaykh. That Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is able to withstand the Nishonis of Mitzrayim to be in a mokum that's kulay tomei. And yet to live, to hold strong, to be a person that's linking the sugna from Egla Rufa, Egla Rufa, holding in the sugna of Egla Rufa, that gives spirit, that gives life, that gives life. That tells Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is linking in Torah. If he's linking in Torah, it's Shaykh. Even in the Mokum of Tumah, if he's linking in Torah, in the Mokum of Tumah, it's Shaykh to be Chai. That's the Chi Ruach Yaakov of him. Yaakov is Chai. Could be Rabbi Yitzchak. That was Yosef was tiny. Kol's man. That Yosef HaTzadik was living by his father. Avada. Yosef being his Ikid Talmud, Rashi says, we had learned earlier, Komasha Noski, Komasha, She Yaakov learned from Shem Ve'evi, he gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. Kozma, that Yosef was in Shtub. And Yaakov was teaching him Torah, everybody was teaching to everybody. But Avada of Achina. Of his Torah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shigolo, Megalan Yeshivasa Yimoy Baisai. Not only if the Talmud's Golo, Umegala, the student. You have to tell him to go Megala the Rebbe. The Rebbe has to go to Golis. She to give more makis daf yud. Rabbi should go live. Chas v'shom, the Rebbe killed in the Galen Yeshiva Sa'imoy. They have to go with the Rebbe to the Golis to learn from him. Well, in the same vein, that the steiging the steiging of the Talmud is duch the Rebbe, that without his Rebbe, he's missing his chiyus. In the same vein, Rabbi Sai, the Rebbe without the Talmud is also missing his chiyus. For the Gemara zokt in Tanis Daf Zayin, the Rebbe steiging is duch the Talmidim, his chiyus is duch the Talmidim. The Bechayim state in the Gemara Makkos that we have to make you live when you go to the Eir Miklot. That Chai is Shayach by the Talmud, but by the Rebbe also. Yosef was tying the bed, they told him that the father was alive. But Hoyd Avichai, what about my father? What about the Chelek of Torah that our father wanted to give me? Is Yaakov Avinu alive in that area? You're dining! That we have to bring Binyamin! He can't leave! There will be a Misa! Where's my father steiging in that area? Is my father still alive? Is Yaakov Avinu the chelik of Avi? Of my chelik, that the father had my father? As the one giving me Torah? As me being the Talmud of Yaakov Avinu is Avichai? And here they can answer him. And maybe the amkas of the medrash, or yolonim yoyim adin, or yolonim yoyim atoychocho, what's the din and what's the toychocho? The goyin says, in the Mishnah, that in the next world we're going to have din v'cheshboin. What's din and what's cheshboin? The goyin says, din is the etzem judgment for the aveira. Cheshboin is at the time you were doing the Aveira, what could have you been doing positive? What Maisa Toiv could have you been doing? Not only did you have the Aveiras of the guy in Din, but Cheshbon. If they meet the Ossidly thing, Din the Cheshbon of the guy in this Din, but this Cheshbon also, the Cheshbon is that not only was there a Mashashat Aveira, but at that moment, how much Stein could have been done? How much chios could have been had? How much more you could have accomplished? Not only did you go down, but how much could have you accomplished? And maybe that's the same din. The teichocha is what you could have accomplished. How you could have been? You could have gotten greater. In that moment of din, and the moment that you chas v'shalom were messing up, you could have Ganhoya, you could have died. And this was Yanku, this was Yosef was coming to me in the Amkas telling them, Avada, my father, is alive in a certain Bechina. But how much greater could he have been if I was there? Ha'oid Avichai. Is my father still alive? For the difference in a little bit more steigen, Rabbi Sai. Another year in Eretz Yisrael! What's the difference anyway, Rebbe? I'm going to college, and I'm signed up. Turo, here I come. I got my sweatshirt. Apple bound and Turo. Now it's time to put on the Turo t-shirt. What's the difference anyway? 6 months, Rabbi Sai. What's the difference? Another day of learning, Rabbi Sai. Zog to Gemara Chagiga. Hey, I'm at base. Zog to Erika Gemara. Zog the Gemara, V'oisi yoyim yoyim yidrishun, V'daz daga yach batzun. V'chibi yoyim dershin oisai, V'lanin dar eloyim lecho. Kol oisik v'toyra, V'ilo yoyim echol b'shone, Ma'ala v'avakosu, K'ilo osa kol ha'shone kule. One day in the Beis Medrash of Oisai.
Don't get any ideas. But one day in the Beis Medrash is Ki'ilu Osa Kol. Ki'ilu Osa Kol Ashon Akula. The voice said, this is a positive one. Every day is positive. Some bachim want to use this on me now. I came one day, Rebbe. It was like here the whole year. One day in the Beis Medrash is Ki'ilu. I was Oisek the whole year. Zok to Gemara Meir to Gemaisa. Zog the Gemara that there was this yid who they called the Ahu Bar Bei Yom the Chad Yom by who is Rav Idi by Rabu and Rav Yag by Idi Rav Rogel that were also Tosi Yarchi by Yolcha. He would go 3 months on the road. 3 months on the road. He wanted to be back at home for the Yom Tovim. He was a yeshiva bach. He always had to be back for Yom Tovim. You gotta eat the Seder, you know, in home. You can't. In the olden times in Europe, I remember we had a yid that once came to yeshiva and he said he was home, he was in the mir in Europe, and he said he went there for like 7 years, whatever. He missed 2 brothers' chasanas, 1 sister's chasana. Of course, he meet the Passover Seder with the, you know, with the Manischewitz Haggadahs. He missed that also. He didn't have any Manischewitz Haggadahs. You know, but here, you know, my 17th, you know, cousin's bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah party, you have to go back for it. She, you know, we're related through our great-great aunt and uncle. Somehow. I haven't figured it out yet. But I have to go back for that great-great-great-great-great-great-great niece's something. Hanukkah party. They're serving special jelly donuts. And I have to go back because, you know, I'm not saying, everybody has their own story, but I'm saying, the boy said, in those times in Europe, there was no such thing. Torah was Ritzifus, was learning Ritzifus. The person here was talking about the person that got was married, it could be the Tchium to go back. But he went back every Yom. When he came back to his house, he left his house for 3 months, we travel on the way. He would go back, go to the Beis Medrash, and he'd be there for one day. And then he would head back and spend the day in Beis Medrash. He would head back the next day. It took him 3 months to get back home, so he was in time. 6 months between every Yontif, he was in time for the next Yontif. So they said about him. They called on him, and the word said they were calling him that Chasro the Lashon Tzchok, and then they dashed in this pasuk. Oisi Yoyim, one day in Beis Medrash, Rabbi said. The Cheshivas of one day, Rabbi said. The Cheshivas of one Zman. The Cheshivas of another year in learning, Rabbi said. It's Mach this Chayim into your lives. A person has to be Machsha what he has. He's spending time, he's spending his energy, Oisi Gemwant, in Sefer HaChayim, in Sifrei Chayim. And a person has to value that. He has to wake up every morning and do a dance. He has to wake up every morning and feel meiridik. If you love him in that time, when he says it, we always say the volitzion. He should wake up meiridik with the feeling ashrenu matoiv cholkeinu, that I have the opportunity to be Isaac in life. In kihem chayenu. If you out there, what are they doing? It's death. It's Misa! You learn the Gemara Chagiga! Torah is Nimshul Darbon! Madarbon is Moiti! What's the Lashon Gemara? Madarbon Zeh! We learned it today, you're right, Madarbon Zeh! Zog the Gemara, Mechalas Lundeh, Madarbon Zeh! Loi Mechal, Madarbon Zeh, Mechalas Apol, Palmer, Loiti Chaim, Loilem, Abdiv, Neitoy, Mechalas Lundeh, Midarke Miso, Lidarke Chaim. The Merchant says, it's Mal, I'm a Tzib Darke Chaim. It takes away from Darke Miso. The peaceful world out there, they're Oisik and Darke Miso. They're death. What do you mean? They're jumping up and down, they're dancing, doing everything. You ever saw a fish out of water, Rabbi Sai? So also, when they first taken out of water, he's flopping up and down, Rabbi Sai. For those that see money Misa, this see money Chayim. Everybody's jumping up and down, looks alive, it's death. It's nothing there, it's total death. And we're jealous of it. Wow, you know, I'm so jealous he died yesterday. I wish I could, Chas v'Shalom, you know.
The guy seems to, we spoke about the guy, you know, who's sleeping for hours with jealous of his death. That's real death. 1/60th, the Gemara says of us. 1/60th of his death is Shina, Rabbi Yisrael. You know why the Goyin, you heard today, the Goyin slept 2 hours, Rabbi Yisrael. He didn't want to taste, he didn't want to get living in what death is, Rabbi Yisrael. That's death. Some guy might look forward to death if that's what death is. But that's death. The person's not steiging, Rabbi Yisrael. The person's not accomplishing. And this means even when a person gets to a certain madrega, Rabbi Yisrael, in his life, where he's just learning, but is he using his potential? How many of us are using out our full potential for us in our growth? Are we making cheshbon ha-nefesh how we can steig weiter? Are we looking to be more chai? The science, everybody says, the science is already, it's quoted in books, that we use 1/10 of our true potential. 1/10 of our true potential, but 1/10, maybe even less. There was a yid that once came here in Yerushalayim. He went to a big mekubal. Everybody said, "That's today it's a big thing to go to mekubal." But okay, some of them are talking legit. A lot of them are legitimate. You have to be wary and careful. These in Yonah, everybody said. But you know, today in order attacker to go to the ones where Emerson Mukubalim and Emerson know how to, you know, how to do it, not the, you know, the quick fixes, you know, tie a ribbon around my toe and that's it, I'm all finished, I'm all healed, no more problems. I'll get up for shachos every morning. Can you imagine if I have 5 ribbons, different colors, Rabbi Zai? Wow, you know, it become the Gadol Hador now. But anyway, with all the ribbons around his toes, the guy goes, they went to a serious Kabbalist. He was having terrible headaches. And he came, this is quoted, I saw this in the Misha Aaron Stern, one of his sefer, he put out a shmuzin. So he said, I think he went in with this Avrich, who was having terrible headaches. He went to Rav Cheshin, Taka was an Emes Mekubal. And he came into him, and Rav Cheshin told Avrich, the reason why you're having so many headaches, the reason why you're going through such difficult health problems is because you're taka using 30% or 30%, or I've got the law exactly of your koichas. You're using only 30% of your koichas. And you should know, he says, in the previous Gilgal, he also did that. That's why he came back and he's still holding the same amount. The koichas that we have, because we don't realize what's coming in us. We get satisfied. We get complacent, and we don't realize how much koach has lived in every one of us. Again, as I say, to look back on our accomplishments, but there's an opportunity for more chias. You know, the fish, it said, it's brought down the fish, they're in water the whole time. But when a drop comes down from Shemayim, when a rain comes down, they open their mouths wide. Another drop of water, another drop of water. The Mishnah does state in the Loshna Mishnah, "Have Yishoisi B'tzome as Divrayim." Loshna Mishnah Novus. Zokt the Helikah Chassid Yaivitz in the Perush Mishnah. "Have Yishoisi B'tzome as Divrayim." What is Yishoisi B'tzome? A Zoyvi, you never tasted it before. Such a thirst. You come to learn Torah. You're going to turn every day, but another drop, another piece of life. Can you imagine? It was coming down from Shemayim, Rabbi Zayi. Life. This, don't they have that game someone showed me with those blocks, right? You knocked out those blocks. What? What's it called? One of these games. And you knock it down and things, life comes down. These life things. Brick breaker, that's it. They were getting one for that guy. You knock down these, you know, it's the thing when the guy goes, you know, he goes out for 20 minutes of Seder, he comes back for 30 of night Seder. He broke the all-time record, the brick breaker. So you shoot some things and life comes down. You shoot things and life comes down. Life. Imagine if you were 25 years old and there was, you know, there was life blocks coming down. Life pills were coming down, Rabbi said. Somebody has life pills. And they're giving them out, Rabbi said. All new and approved. Maxwell House is giving a sale on life pills, Rabbi said. Well, who wouldn't be running? Who wouldn't be going crazy for those life pills, Rabbi Yisrael? Not just only the quantity of life, the quality of life. life pills. Get them quick, Rabbi Yisrael. They're being given out every day, Rabbi Yisrael. And with Chazal said, when we oisik b'toira, we mamish oisik in the thing that gives life. It is life. It gives life. It teaches us how to live life. Ki heim chayenu v'yorach yomeinu. If a person understood that, they don't be mehem neg yom v'layla. Everybody says, mehem neg, how could I put my asmada, Rebbe? If you are, if you really true that this was life, this was your life, this is life, Rabbi say, in mamish, in front of your eyes, you have these pills, you have these things that are giving you life, showing you how to live life, how to enjoy life, you had it in front of you. You wouldn't swallow it up, you wouldn't run after it. It wouldn't cause you hasmada, tzuma. Wow, I gotta taste it, I gotta have it, as much as possible. But we show you something, it's the rare. If we really believed it's true, then it'll be behem nega yom lucky heim chayenu v'yoch yameinu. When somebody once came over to my father and he heard that all his sons are learning, and we grew up in a more modern neighborhood. And he came to my father, if us, so new, what's in the parnusa? New, what's going to be? Your sons are not going to college, you're sitting and learning. So my father opened the siddur and he says, do you believe what you say? You're saying it every day. Ki heim chayenu v'ruch yameinu. Ki heim chayenu. You know, on Rosh Hashanah night, my wish with all the voice, the chazan, with his cantorial hat. Ki heim chayenu. With the choir in the back. Ki heim. Gevaldik, everybody, what are you saying? Ki heim chayenu v'ruch yameinu. This is life. Very nice to sing it and get together and sing songs about Kiyam, but the shadow, is it real by us? Is it true? That if a person who is married, that he doesn't is not growing in Ruchni as Rabbi said. If his Ruchni is not, the spiritual growth is not going anywhere, is he a chai? Is he really living? He's functioning, he's eating, but animals also eat. Animals also function. What makes us different? So we can talk. That makes us different. Animals can also talk. Because Bo made the donkey talk. Just because you could say words, that makes you different in our being. If we're spiritual. If we're growing ruchnius. If this chias in us and who we are, Rabbi Yisrael, in our essence, because we are not the bodies that we are, that we're looking at, that everybody's looking now around. What do you mean? That's Yankala. That's not who we are. That's the clothes. The zayvi, the begodim, the boss of the dome is not who we are. We're ruchni. And if we don't have mother in Ruchni, as the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Atoma to Mishnah Brura, these are the statues, Eila Mishmoyim, Ashatat of Achai Bohem, Le'os in Oma, to the next world, these are the way you're going to live with. Zot the Chofetz Chaim, what's Pshat, Achai Bohem, what is the Medrash, say La'am of the Ossi, what is the time, say La'am of the Ossi, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Atoma in Mishnah Brura. That Avada, in every world, in every existence, in this world, we need sustenance. Every being, every living being needs sustenance. The sustenance in this world, which is physical, takes its form in a physical manner. But in the next world, in the world that's forever and ever, in that world, the way to exist has to be something that's shaykh to our, that existence, which is spiritual. You need a spiritual food. You gotta take a lot of chips with you, Rabbi Yisrael, for the next world. Big suitcase is full of good food, Rabbi Yisrael. What's mazon ruchni? That's Torah, that's mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisrael. The chai bohem, with these mitzvahs, la'al madasi. So the Chofetz Chaim, the only way we're gonna be able to exist in that next world is with all the Torah and mitzvahs that we do in this world. And without that, we're going to be starving. Because we can only feed the neshama with mazir ruchni. And who are we, Rabbi Yisrael, if not for our neshamas? Our guf is just an outer beged, garment. V'chai! To live! Oy, Yosef, chai! Who's Yosef? He's the physical Yosef. He's the spiritual Yosef behind the facade, the physical guf. And that is chai only if he's ligging the parasha from Egla Rufa. Yankel Avinu is chai. How can he be chai? He's missing in the Torah that he's giving over to the to me. His Talmud. He could be chai. Hoi, don't be chai. Is he chai? Oh, he's learning. He's teaching. But if he's missing a shtickle in his aliyah and Torah, if he's missing a shtickle in what he could become, that's a chasor in the chiyus. He could be even a greater Talmud Chacham. He could be a bigger person in learning. He could have more ruchnis. If it's shayach to you, that's chesoron and chayim. You're missing chayim. Rabbi Yisrael, this is the yisoid, how you saw this of what we of the Halakha Torah, of the Gemara in Pesachim. Also, the flowers b'derech. He's not a chayim. Now, Ma'oritz is not chayim. He doesn't care about his life. He doesn't care what life is about. But you see a taka. You see taka, these dry. I'm not trying to say this, but some of these people, they're so lax in what life is about. You go, some going, you know, you go, sometimes, I mean, I'm not trying to make fun, but it's unbelievable. It's not like you go in a taxi driver, you know, one of these guys, you know, hair, chest, everything's open, you know, come on. And all, here he is, and it's Gary Nimmer by his side. I've gone into Zavi Mamish, you have to say a bracha every time you get out of that Rivzak camp. He's driving a Tel Aviv highway. Look, man, no hands. With Gary Nimseeds on my side. Gary Nimseeds, and looking in the back, and he's on his cell phone, with his leg up. Come on, George, at 170 kilometers per hour. Close your eyes. What's the pshat, my side? Understand, one wrong move. One wrong turn, one little bit of not called to a seller, but say thousands and thousands of accidents. Also, the shemayim would say over the mitzvah, a person has to know how to value life. How could he be? You know, how could he be chomping on garinim seeds? His hands are sticking in the garinim seeds, and his cell phone come out. You know, he does it with his knees. He moves. We stand with his. What's pshat, but say pshat is that where's the value for life? If the person had any chashash, chash v'shol, if there could be an accident, right, and it's gone. If you valued life, you'd have four hands. Like you have your hands, your legs, everything on the wheel. You have your whole body on the wheel. And there he is, you know. So what? If I go tomorrow, so my local makola will have less guy and seed buyer. What's there to lose right now? But the person understands that every day, another day of life, is an opportunity to steig. Life is so precious. One more day of life. Another day in the Beis Medrash. Another day of mitzvahs. Another day. The goyim was crying. The same yom of the goyim was boiche. He looked at his tzitzis and he said, where is there such a world that for a few kapikas, a few pennies, you buy a beged that gets you eternal schar, oh may, such reward. Where is there such a world? Let me know. Every word of Torah, 613 mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisrael. One word, Omar, 613. Abaya, 613. Groma, Omar, Rabba, Groma, Ben Yisrael, Pata, six words. Add it up, Rabbi Yisrael, 613 times six. And then you have the Chavetz Chaim makes the cheshbon on Shabbos. Every word of Torah is double 613, because Shabbos is all 613. The person went, every word is not 613. Thousands and millions of mitzvahs, thousands and millions of schar, thousands and millions of food for the next world, life, more opportunity for life. Where do you have such a world? If a person understood it, the value of what he has of Boisai. Toivli toiras picha me alfei zohar v'chesed. David HaMelech said. And David HaMelech understood what wealth, the value of wealth. He understood what it is to be wealthy. And at the end of the day, toivli toiras picha me alfei zohar v'chesed. It's greater than all everything there is in the world. David HaMelech said it. Okay, he said a pauper said it. Somebody has nothing. A vagabond. David HaMelech, toivli toiras picha. How much do we value our place, our time? Value life, the opportunities that we have. The opportunities to grow in our place. As we said, every step, every level is different in our place. To understand that star chichayim in our place. We should be doing jigs. We should be getting up and doing a dance every day. In yeshiva, the opportunity to be holding a Darei Chaim, because the world out there is always in Darei Misa. What are they doing, Rabbi? At the end of the day, what is it? What are they accomplishing? To make more money and more money, to be always more into another type and another type, to buy another nechaz, another nechaz. What are they left with at the end? What are they left with? What do they take with them? There are no pockets in the shroud, in Dachricha, Rabbi said. You don't take anything with you. The guy builds, on his kever, some guy mamish, a beautiful mamish mansion over the kever. There's nothing there, Rabbi. The body rots. All that's left is neshama that goes l'mala. With all the Torah and mitzvahs, the billions and thousands of Torah and mitzvahs. And the more that he has, the more schar he has. We once spoke about the shrooms. But the value and understand, Rabbi said, kihem chayenu. This is life. We're oisig in life. We're living. There's a life over here. There's a life now and there's a life afterwards. Those people out here are echas v'sholom ha'boisai. It's a mitzvah to teach them, to tell them, to bring them in, to let them be aware of it. This is what it's all about, ha'boisai. We have the opportunity every day to grow, to accomplish, to expand, to become greater and greater, to build ourselves, to become more chai and more chai. And when a person is more chai, it spreads to others. People see that's a living being. We like to be around him. He's living. He's a living being. He has energy. He has myriadic energy. This is what causes people to want to be around Talmidei Chacham. This is the opportunity we have every day. This is the opportunity we have every week. It is the opportunity we have every year, Rabbi Yisai, to get into our noodle as moons. We can stay in yeshiva as long as we can be in the yeshiva. And when we're in the yeshiva, as much time we can be there. And everybody needs their outlets. And everybody needs that. But as much time as we can be there, Rabbi Yisai, we have to every day step into the base measure and say, pronounce to ourselves, I'm going to be Eisek, Be'inyan Shel Chayim. I'm going to do some living now. I'm going to build life for myself, for my families, for everybody. Because life, the hashpah, the shefa of life spreads to everybody. We should be zoicha to understand this yisoid. Oid Yosef Chai is only vayaras ha'agolos v'tachi ruach Yaakov. Yaakov lives, his spirit lives when he sees that Yosef is truly alive. He's oisig in egla ruf Rabbi Yisai. And the more that we're oisik the Torah, the more we're oisik in sugyas, when we're living and learning, it'll be an emes achayim. The chayim that we have hanoah, a chayim that we have nachas, a chayim that we give nachas ruach liyotzreinu, shbizoicha bekoroiv, to the emes etchias ameisim, and chayim laol meyad, and bini bayis ashlishi and behavior.